This is a little hand signal I learned actually about a year ago as I tried to figure out more things. So in sign language, American Sign Language, this is I love you. And I've been told, I don't know if it's true, but it's so cute and kind of sweet that I hope it's true, is that apparently little deaf kids, when they go up to someone, they make this finger motion, and it means, will you be my friend? How handy is that? Yeah. Anyway, everybody's quiet anyway for listening to me say my silly thing. Okay, we started this thing, Soup and Science, 7.5 years ago. This is our 15th edition. My name is Martin Grant. I'm the Dean of Science. And the idea was to showcase people we've been hiring over the last few years. At McGill, most of the professors who are here in the university were not here 5 or 10 years ago. In my faculty, science faculty, it's like 70% of the professors are new professors, and 30% were here before. And I think it's the same across the faculties. Anyway, so all the departments in the faculty started events like this to kind of introduce professors to each other, to the undergraduate students and the grad students. And we thought it was a good idea, so we thought we'd just copy it at the faculty level. Science is not only done in the faculty of science. Science is done in practically all the faculties in the university. So throughout the week, we have people from other faculties. Today, we have people from medicine, from arts, for example. Part of this is to give you an idea of the opportunities there are to be involved with undergraduate research with professors. I speak to, I said this yesterday, but I don't know if people are the same ones who were here yesterday. I speak to people who graduated from the university many years ago because I'm asking them for support, for money, for the faculty, for students, for projects, and what have you. And often I talk to them about their interactions with their other students, their interactions with the professors and with grad students. And if they have done some sort of undergrad research experience, if they have done some sort of field studies or they've done a field semester, they always speak about it with enthusiasm, whatever they end up doing, whether they became a scientist or they became a banker or what have you. Okay. At the end of everybody's really short presentations, we will have skill testing questions. And then outside, we'll have lunch together. And I encourage you in the strongest terms to go and talk to the profs who will make very, 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 very brief presentations of what they're doing. They like nothing better than to talk about what they're working on. And they don't have enough time, actually, to tell you much more than why they're working on some subject, because they only have 3 minutes each to do it. If you're thinking, well, that's kind of interesting, but I don't want to work with that person, it doesn't hurt to talk to them anyway, because they can give you leads on other people who are looking for undergraduates to join their laboratories. And with that, I have all the stuff that I've gotten kind of mixed up here. I think we're going around like this. Okay, and our first speaker is Melanie Dirks from Psychology. Melanie.